The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
We are back at it again here on WeFindYourCar.ca, CashForYourCar.ca. Listen to find out everything you need to know about getting the pre-owned car that you want. And that's what we're here to discuss with Vince Uluzzi with WeFindYourCar.ca and CashForYourCar.ca. Always a lot of ground to cover. And we kick things off by saying good morning to Vince. How are you doing today?
Great, Ryan. Good morning to you and everybody that's listening. Great day for sure. Nice sunshine. Great day to visit some car dealerships and do some car shopping.
That's right. And that's what you're here to do. You're actually at work, I believe, right now. It never stops for you and your quest to keep your customers happy. And you have a lot of return customers based on the service you provide, which is fantastic. If you're listening and you have a question for Vince, now or anytime across the show, give us a shout here at 416-870-6400. Of course, you can always pick Vince's brain outside of this program at 905-875-4925. But of course, Vince, for the uninitiated, what are you here to do? What's your goal? What would you like to accomplish with them?
Well, I mean, the main thing is us, you know, we want to help people. We want to educate people. We want them to make proper buying decisions. Everybody's so busy in life that that sometimes gets in the way, and you just don't have time to figure things out or do the research. Because let's face it, if I was buying a swimming pool, it would take me a lot of hours to try to do the research. I mean, do I have that time in my personal life? Probably not. And eventually, maybe just get a couple estimates and you settle. We're here to help you in alleviate all the research. We're going to answer your questions. We're going to tell you if we can help you or not. You know, most of the time, we can't even do business with people these days, right? Because it's so hard to find vehicles. But we're still able to find people cars and help them. And if we can't, we're going to give them the right advice to make the right decision. Now, when I say give them the right advice, we can't always give advice on every scenario. It, you know, for example, I recently had a client say, you know, should I buy this car or should I buy that car? Which one's going to have a better resale 5 years from now? That takes a crystal ball. That doesn't just take experience. I can't tell people what's going to happen because the state of the car union has been, you know, we'll call it in, what do you want to, let's pick a good word for this one, Ryan. The state of the car union is in global meltdown. Is that okay? It? Maybe, is that a terminology as opposed to a word? So, yeah. Again, all we can do is give you the experience and where we think it's going to go. And I'm going to talk about the state of the car union in a second. But in the end, we are a physical car dealership in Milton, Ontario. Carmen Malazzi established this in the early 1980s. We've been in business a very long time. We've seen everything, recessions. We've seen great economic times. We've seen low interest rates. We've seen high interest rates. We know how to pivot. That's the one thing we've always done is we've pivoted in the right direction. And because of that, a lot of our clients have stayed with us. But pivoting and having knowledge is one thing. We still have a product to provide, and that is an automobile. And when you're providing a used automobile, there's many, many different factors that come into play. Accident repairs, rust, are they being certified properly? You know, making less money to provide a better vehicle is not on every car dealership's top of the list. Most car dealers want to be profitable first and then hopefully provide a good product second. You know, we are a profitable company because we can do volume. And because we do volume, we can turn over great cars and change the brakes and change the tires. And we always say to our listeners, you're going to get tires and brakes that are at least 50% or better, whether you buy off my inventory here in Milton or if you hire us to find you a vehicle. The key is getting a fully reconditioned car, because if the car's not reconditioned, you could spend thousands. So what was the point of saving $500 on that Toyota Camry you found over another dealer that was giving you new tires and new brakes when now you have to go and do that? The $500 was nothing. There's a lot to look at when buying a used car. Was half the car repainted? Oh, it was just in a minor accident, they said. Well, accidents devalue cars by thousands of dollars, and if you only saved $1,000, you didn't get a better deal. So use our experience to your advantage to get the best deal, even if it means spending $500 or $1,000 more. In the end, it's the long-term effects of that used car that will save you money.
And as you pointed out, the model, your model's kind of flip from most of the dealerships out there, where it's making money as much as you can first, and then the customer second. You flip that around, and that means, I think many people have been through that listening, where you go in and you're instantly trying to sell, or they're trying to sell you kind of as much as they can with all the add-ons they can crunch in there and make that a quick process. So you're confused, you're not sure what's going on, and sign on the dotted line. It's the opposite swing for you, and that process doesn't cost anything to kick off, and it's a consultation, it's a conversation, but it's not, you know, hey, sign here right now today before you leave kind of a situation, correct?
Correct. And I've used the term hire us over the years. I don't know if you recognize that I do say that a lot. When I say hire us, you're hiring us for free. And you can't hire a taxi for free. You can't hire a limousine for free. You can't hire a plumber for free. You'll never get them for free. We are free. Plain and simple, we don't charge you. Now, how do you make your money then, Vince? Well, if we sell you a vehicle, we're going to make our small profit as per our volume selling format in that sale of the car. There's no charges on top to use us. There's no administration fees to use us. There's no high interest rates to use us, because some people might say, oh, they got to make it somewhere. Nope. And as of today, I'm announcing we have seen the odd time, not always, 6.99% financing. Now, I'm not saying rates are going to go all the way down again, but you know, we're guaranteeing 7.99% financing to all our listeners. I have been able to get the odd client 6.99%. It can come down to how much you're borrowing, how new is the car, but I've seen it. And that's a good sign. And if you buy an electric car from us, we can guarantee 7.49% no matter how much you're borrowing. And that's fixed. So there are special EV rates available that clients might not know of. And they go to a dealership and they say, well, rates are 8.99 everywhere, so I assume this electric car should be 8.99. No. Banks offer special incentive rates for electric vehicles. And dealers don't like to offer them out to the consumers because they get paid less of what we call a reserve or a kickback from the banks. This is stuff that the consumers will never know. They're not going to know how the whole industry operates, and I'm sure car dealers hate that I've been educating for years, but hey, that's the approach we take. The honest approach, this is what we're making, this is how it is, trust us, use our service, save the most amount of money, and get the best car.
I think if you listen hard enough, if you stop doing what you're doing and just listen, I think you can hear collectively all the dealership owners smashing their dashboards in their car. You know, not too hard, else they'll have to get a new vehicle. But speaking of the automotive industry, you alluded to it earlier, the state of the car union, you said it's in what, like, you know, meltdown. What's going on out there with things?
A global meltdown basically means we don't know anymore. And when I say we don't know anymore, I get some good, what I call inside information on this industry. We're pretty convinced that the way things are now is how it's going to be for a very long time. Let me explain. Jeez. The car industry changed when the pandemic hit to a huge shortage of vehicles due to a computer chip shortage. And computer chips control the world. Who controls the computer chip controls everything. They're put on our nuclear warheads, they're put in our cell phones, they're put in our microwaves, they're put in our vehicles, our little key fobs that lock and unlock the door, they're put in your smart thermostat that's on the wall that you control from your smartphone. They're everywhere now. And computer chips, let's face it, nobody wants to go backwards, nobody wants to take a flip phone over their iPhone. So they will be around forever. The U.S. is going back to manufacturing their own computer chips, you know, Intel, and there's a couple plants, and I'm sure everybody's going to, you know, China wants to do their own computer chips. Most of them come from Taiwan, but the U.S. and China have realized we have to make our own chips. And so over the years, so there's been kind of a war going on with computer chips behind the scenes. Has that war gotten better? Yes. Are computer chips more readily available? Yes and no. You know, we don't know the full answer behind the scenes because we're not the government. But what we do know is this. If you try to buy a new car today, that dealer might provide you the car right away. They might put you on a waiting list, and in 3 months they'll call you and you can get your car. Or you could be like some of my family members who have been waiting a year and a half right now for a Toyota Sienna. So it's going to be like this for a long time. This isn't going to change anytime soon. And the best explanation I can give to the public is the profits have gone way up for the dealers, plain and simple. Not used cars per se, but for the new cars, 100%. They used to always discount the cars. They used to give you a 0% incentive or an additional $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 off. Those days are long gone, and they're not coming back anytime soon. Interest rates are higher for new cars. There's no discounts, and if you don't buy a lot of the extras at, you know, inflated prices, you may never see your new car. That's just the facts. It's not that they've, you know, gone into bed with each other to say everybody do this, because they can't. It's different ownership groups. They've just all gotten smart and said, there's not a lot of product. We need to make a lot more money on each car. What that has done is raise the prices of used vehicles. It doesn't mean we make a lot more on used cars. Are we making more? Yes, we are. But we're not making anywhere near what a new car dealership does. They're making record profits right now selling half the cars. That's just the way it's going to be. Flooding the market with vehicles is just not a smart business decision, and I think they're all realizing that, the manufacturers. So if you need a car, stop procrastinating. If you're going to buy a new car, hey, put your name on the list, order it. If you don't think it's a good deal, then start searching for a used vehicle and find the best deal. And we're a great place to start, you know, your price point by calling me, filling out a form at wefindyourcar.ca and getting some quotes and start doing your research. There's no sense waiting anymore. Get in line, buy the car, and move on, because things aren't going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, and the most important tool people have is the ability to get the facts, find out what their options are, and that's what you're here to do. And as we were saying a few minutes ago, it doesn't cost anything. You don't have to slap down a credit card or send in a check or an e-transfer to Vince to start the conversation and pinpoint what you're looking for in a pre-owned vehicle. That's the route you want to go. And that kicks off with wefindyourcar.ca online. But on the flip side, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back, it's, you have a vehicle, it's not falling apart, panels aren't, you know, duct taped onto the frame, but you need some money for whatever reason, cashforyourcar.ca. We'll address that coming back. And of course, phone lines are open. We are live this Saturday morning, early June. We're into the summer months now. Give us a shout here with your questions for Vince Ulitzi, or if you have a vehicle, you want to find out, hey, what's the value on that? On wefindyourcar.ca, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Those are the numbers to call. Dial now if you want to connect with Vince Ulitzi. He's from wefindyourcar.ca and cashforyourcar.ca. The first option, you get to sit in the virtual chair. You get to pick what you want in a vehicle, the make, the model, the color, the year. And it's Vince's job to go out there and find it for you. And it's an easy process to kick off. Doesn't cost you anything. You just connect with him and away you go. The flip side is cashforyourcar.ca, and it's exactly what you think it is. You have a vehicle, and it's in good condition, and you want to get it into Vince's hands, maybe trade it in if there's something out there for you that he has, or he can find, or it's on his physical lot, or for straight-up cash. Vince is here to address your questions for you. But Vince, cashforyourcar.ca, you've been doing this for quite a number of years now.
Yeah, I mean, we always love selling vehicles, but we also need vehicles. And when I say need them, we need them for our inventory. But the more effective way for me to give people more money for their cars is listing it on an online auction site where all the dealers in North America buy their used cars from. And hey, they'll gladly buy your car. So let's talk about that and how it works. If you're interested in selling your car, let's say you ordered a new car and you felt they weren't giving you fair market value because you know used car prices are up. Let's say you have a child that went away to university and they said, hey, mom, dad, sell my car for me. I'm taking off to Nova Scotia. I don't need it anymore. The more common thing is obviously people ordering new cars. They finally come in and they just want to sell their car. The dealership never gave a fair trade-in. But we also do a lot with estate sales. We make it nice and easy and simple. We're paying top dollar for the cars. And how do we get top dollar when Vince talks about an auction? Well, how do you auction off my car? Well, it's very simple. You basically either have to email me specific pictures of the car if you don't live close to us, or you drive to the dealership here in Milton, 8215 Lawson Road. We're right off the 401 highway, easy to get to, and I'm simply going to create an online auction with my smartphone. You are not going to sign anything. You are not going to give me your ownership. You are not going to leave us your car. You're driving here, stepping out, 5 minutes later, taking your car home. The next morning, I will give you a final and firm value for your car. You bring it back, you have a bank draft in your hands. It's that simple. If you owe money on the vehicle, there's a lien on the car, we will pay you the difference of what you owe the bank. We will pay off the lien, make it, again, nice and easy. You don't have to worry about paying off the bank first. It is so simple. And then you would get the rest of the money, of course. If you're leasing a car, that is different. The only way we can buy out your leased vehicle is if you buy it out first, pay the taxes on it, get it flipped into your name, and then contact us. And at that point, we can sell your car. But I get calls every day for people that have leased vehicles and what they're worth to see if it's worth it. And of course, free consultations. Vince, I have a Mercedes. It's coming up in lease in 1 month or 2 months or 6 months. Can I have an idea, tell you what it's worth? I owe $38,000, and if I tell you it's worth $50,000, it's worth buying it, paying the tax, costs you $43,000, Vince gives you $50,000, and a check. So basically you're getting a check for $7,000. Or for $50,000 and you pay off your own $43,000, let's say you borrowed money against your own line of credit. There's a multitude of ways for us to maximize your trade-in. Used cars are going to be worth a lot of money for a long period of time. They're not going back down to where they were in the old days. They're up about $5,000 to $10,000 in general, and you should take advantage of that. If your home goes up in price, you wouldn't sell it for less, right, Ryan? Like if you were selling your home, I know when you're buying a house, they don't really take trade-ins like cars, but would you, if you found this beautiful home you wanted and it was available right away, it doesn't mean you sell your old home for $100,000 less. Right? You get the top money. So do the same with your cars. Get the money you're entitled to. If your car's worth $30,000, don't take $20,000 or $22,000 from a dealer on a trade. Take $29,500 from Vince. All we need to do is make $500 when we're selling the car on the auction site. We're not looking to make much. It's all about volume. And volume works. Volume means low profits, but by selling lots of vehicles, you're a profitable company. And we've taken that approach for years. Wholesale to the public. That's what we were known for when we first started retailing cars. Get cars at wholesale pricing. And we're still doing that today. Our model has not changed.
And if you're listening now and you're wondering, okay, this is what I have. Maybe it's one that's sitting in the driveway or the garage. Or you've had it for a couple of years and you're thinking, yeah, all right, is now the time in the market to get this into Vince's hand? Or he has two of them, hands. Give us a call here now this morning. We are live and taking your calls and answering your questions with Vince Uluzzi. 416-870-6400. And he can even do kind of an on-air appraisal of your vehicle. You can find out the value of that car. And Vince, you mentioned Mercedes. You're dealing with a whole range of vehicles across different, you know, values and even electric ones too, correct?
Yeah, so we deal with all types of motor vehicles. We don't deal in motorcycles. We don't deal in RVs or trailers, but we do deal with any type of car, SUV, or truck. We love commercial trucks, even if it's like a Hino truck, a box truck. We love vans or vehicles that have been modified for wheelchair accessibility. We'll pay top dollar if you have a manual wheelchair ramp or a power wheelchair ramp. I'm knowledgeable in all of those, so I know what your vehicle is worth if you have those modifications. Some people buy a wheelchair van, and then unfortunately, there's reasons why it's just no use, or they need to change. Sometimes their health conditions change, and they need a different type of vehicle. So they order another one, but they're not getting, again, the good trade-in money that they know it's worth. We will pay you that money. It's very simple to start with us. You just call me over the phone right here at the dealership, 905-875-4925, and I'm going to give you a value over the phone. You don't have to drive out here. If it's easier for you, fill out a form at wefindyourcar.ca or cashforyourcar.ca and just tell us what you have, and I'll get back to you within one business day or the same day that you fill out the form, and we just start with a quote. If that quote range makes you happy, then we take the next step with the pictures or you bringing the vehicle in. And literally the day after that, you're getting your money. It can go very fast. And now, again, not to badmouth other dealers that want to make a profit. They're entitled. We're looking to make less. So sell it to us.
And if you have any questions about that right here, right now, give us a shout. We are live this morning on 640 Toronto. We're at 416-870-6400. Vince, somebody's listening and they say, okay, you know, I bet I can do what you can do, Vince. I have a vehicle. It's only a couple of years old. The mileage isn't, you know, sky high. I can take care of the selling process. I guess compare what you can do versus maybe some of the efforts somebody else has to go into to do this on their own and post it on the website somewhere and deal with all that hassle.
Well, number one, and as much as, you know, I'm trying not to make it a joke, I won't carjack you. That's happening a lot with car values going through the roof. And I know you laughed a little there, Ryan, and it is kind of funny, and it's not funny, you know, cause it is funny in a way, right? Like I'm saying it as a joke but then I'm being serious because people are getting carjacked left, right, and center. Like who wants that? You know, inviting someone to your home where your children are, and then all of a sudden they steal your car. Like it's horrible what's going on because cars are in shortage across the world. There's orders for cars. Now, these orders are not saying go carjack somebody, but unfortunately, there's people that, you know, have to do what they have to do, I guess, in their heads to pay their bills. So
I think they just busted a huge ring not too long ago.
Huge ring in Toronto. And you know, they're getting paid huge money overseas for the cars that are getting shipped out there because they're short of cars. Now I'm assuming those people buying cars are not saying go carjack somebody, but they're saying, yeah, if you guys can sell us cars, this is what we're willing to pay. So it's a bad scenario right now. And I would not sell anything privately of value. If it's jewelry, cars, boats, you know, you got to be careful right now. There's so much criminal activity going on. And again, it's only going to increase. If there's a shortage of something and the demand is high, that's where criminal activity takes place. So use our service. Maybe it's $500 or $1,000 less out of your pocket. Who cares? That's not a lot of money. That's not going to change your livelihood, $500. Now, I'm not saying take $20,000 for your $40,000 car because you want to be safe. And obviously, you can sell things privately. People do that on Facebook Marketplace. They're selling their microwave and stuff. And you know, maybe you can place the old microwave on the porch and they leave the money in an envelope. That's safer, right? But with a vehicle, people have to come, test drive it, look at it. It's a different ball game. There's cash involved. What if someone gives you a bunch of cash, acts like the sale is real? Now they know you have that cash in your house. You know, it's scary. It really is. And unfortunately, I'm privy to some stories and a lot of them don't end up in the news. So be very careful when you're selling privately. You know, even if you're not going to use our service, maybe, you know, deal with a dealer that you trust. If you feel they're giving you top dollar and you don't want to deal with us, I think that's just a lot safer right nowadays. But if you're looking to get maximum money and use the service I'm offering, it's very easy, very simple. And if you don't like the number, you don't have to take it because we're not keeping your car or making you sign anything. So use the cash for your car service, get top dollar. It's fast, it's easy, and that's pretty much it.
Excellent. Well, and again, if anybody has any questions or they're wondering, okay, Vince, what is the approximate value of my vehicle? Give us a shout here. We are live, Ryan with Vince Uluzzi at 905. Well, no, I'm not at 905. You are Vince. If they want to call you off the show, 905-875-4925. But we're here live at 416-870-6400. And we have our first call of the morning here, Vince. It is Corinne. Out west. Corinne, how are you doing this morning, and what do you have for Vince Uluzzi, Corinne?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, Corinne.
I just wanted to ask, I have like an older 2015 Chevrolet Equinox with about 148,000, and I want to trade in for like a smaller fuel-efficient car. So I just wanted to know, A, what that would be worth, probably not a lot, but, and then if you give discounts for like paying cash up front for the whole car versus financing.
Okay, let's start with the value of your Equinox. Is it a front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive to start?
All-wheel.
Okay, and do you know which trim level it is? They have like an LT model. That's the most common. There's an LTZ, more fully loaded.
It's an LT.
Okay, and does it have leather or cloth interior?
Cloth.
Okay, and you said about 145. Was there any accidents on that car?
Very minor, like a fender bender.
Okay. you're right when you say they're not worth a lot, but they're still worth a lot to me, a lot of money. Like you're probably looking at $8,000 to $11,000 on a trade-in. I'm kind of giving you a big range because there's a lot involved with when cars get a little older and a little higher mileage that we have to do to appraise. But on a trade-in, you're looking $8,000 to $11,000. Now, when it comes to cash or finance deals, most dealers will only do finance today. And I say most. We will still do cash deals. There's incentive for dealers to do finance, not cash. There's no incentive to us if you pay cash, okay? So you don't get a better discount. It's not like the old days anymore. Nowadays, if people finance, the banks do pay dealers back a little kickback. Not a lot, you know, not thousands of dollars, but hey, $300, $600, $700, $1,000. And that equates to almost another sale for a car dealership. So they want finance deals these days. Here at our dealership, if you buy a car, trade in your car, we 100% take cash deals. Hopefully that answers your questions.
Yeah, so can I just ask, so some dealers will just say, sorry, I'm not selling to you if you pay cash?
Correct. And that's new and used. A lot of new car dealers won't sell you a car with cash.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I will be calling you. What's the name of your dealership again?
I'll give you the easier name to remember, wefindyourcar.ca.
Okay.
And that's
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call there, Corinne. And the name is Parkway Auto, which is and your physical location too is in Milton, correct, Vince?
Correct. 8215 Lawson Road, Parkway Auto Trade. That's the name of our used car dealership. WeFindYourCar.ca is a legal registered name attached to Parkway Auto Trade. It's not just a gimmick line because it is a subsidiary of Parkway Auto Trade. But we just find it a lot easier for people to remember. And of course, you know, when we started doing this, it was all about finding your car and finding your perfect car. And we still offer that service, but CashForYourCar.ca has taken off even more so because people are selling us their cars and getting that crazy money that they're worth and using our service because, hey, why sell privately like we talked about, safety reasons, number one, or even your time, even because you still can sell privately and get nice people to come to your house. I'm not saying everybody's a criminal. Criminals might be, you know, 2% of the 100% population, right? But it's still a risk. But get the top dollar. You can get the number right over the phone first, consultation or by email, so that you know what you're getting before you're spending any time. But your time is more valuable to you than anything else. How many people are going to say, I'll be there tonight at 8 p.m., and you miss your kid's soccer practice, and maybe your partner takes your child to soccer, and then they don't show up. It's not fun selling a car privately, that's for sure.
No, exactly. And Corinne, again, you can connect with Vince through cashforyourcar.ca or 905-875-4925. Next, so hold on, Julie, with your question here for Vince Luzzi. Again, we're talking about if you have a vehicle and you're interested in selling it, or if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, again, that's why Vince is here. The dial locked here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And we're back at it here, Ryan, with you, as is Vince Luzzi from WeFindYourCar.ca and CashForYourCar.ca. The latter is what we're talking about right now, and with you as well. If you're listening, wherever you may be listening from, home or in your car, Vince, we'll jump back to the phone lines and say good morning to Julie in Toronto. And Julie, what do you have for Vince?
Hi, Vince.
Hi, Julie.
I hope you can hear me. I'm driving up the 400.
We can. We'll do our best here.
All right. Thanks so much. I have a Ford Transit. It's an XLT. And I bought it 2 years ago used. I've taken the back two seats out because it's a seven passenger and put a bed in and everything so I could travel. Now, I didn't hook anything into the interior because I thought I might sell it after this adventure. And I'm probably going to take it out east again this summer and might consider selling it in the fall. So my question is, what would my van, it's in good shape, it has a number of miles on it, it did get a ding from somebody a couple of months back, and I've had that repaired. But I wonder, with the car shortage, is it a good plan to just drive it into the ground? And I don't know how far these transits will go as far as mileage, or would I get a bit of a return on selling it that I might reinvest?
Okay, what year is it?
2014.
is a Ford Transit T150, 250, or 350?
It's an XLT Connect.
Is it a big Transit, like the large, or is it a little Transit Connect?
No, it's the Transit Connect, the smaller one. It just has more length on the back.
No problem. How many kilometers do you have?
245,876.
They're popular little vehicles because a lot of trade people use them. I would say that vehicle today is worth about $7,000 to $8,000.
All right.
The engines on them don't last forever, so I don't know if I'd run it to the ground as opposed to maximizing your money, okay? But if you don't feel under $10,000 is enough for you to get for the vehicle, then just run it to the ground.
Okay. All right. Cash is king, but I'll see what I do after the summer then.
Okay. Good luck to you, Julie.
Thanks for the call there, Julie. And if you want to connect with Vince, 905-875-4925. And we skip over to the phone lines again and say hello to Jim in Richmond Hill. Jim, what do you have here for Vince Cialuzzi?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope you're enjoying this Saturday. I have a 2019 Toyota Sienna. It's got 85K on it. I guess my question is, your professional opinion, what the value of the car is. It hasn't been in any accidents. It's got new brakes, new rotors. It passed safety just recently. And I'm surprised because I had an Auto Trader for a little bit, and I'm getting low balls from dealers all around. So I just want to get your kind of professional opinion on it.
They want your vehicle, but they're not going to pay. Dealers don't want to pay top dollar, plain and simple, okay? So now let me ask you, what trim level is it? They make a lot of different Siennas.
So this is the very basic trim. It's a 7-seater front-wheel drive.
Got it. And has it ever had any accidents with the 85,000 kilometers on it?
No accidents. The bumper is a little scratched up, but it's not from an accident. You know what I mean? Like,
got it. When you say they're lowballing you, I'm just curious, what's a lowball number to you for that van?
So we're talking like 27,000, 27 and a half. When they're turning around and they're selling it, if you want to buy it, it's 36,000. But like you mentioned, finance only. If you want to buy it right out, you're looking at 42 grand for the same idea of a vehicle. 2019.
I disagree with you on the value. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. You're still entitled to your value, but I deal with I know Sienna's inside out. I deal with them every day. I personally think if a dealer was to sell that car not on a finance deal, like however they want to sell it, then I would agree with you on the 36,000 retail end. Maybe 35,000 is a more realistic price, which is way too much money for that van. But it's only because it's hard to get new Siennas right now. They're on a very long wait. I think I could get you probably 30,000 for that van to maybe 32,000. We're dealing with wholesale, which is sometimes close to retail. Now, retail, in my opinion, is 35. But I'll tell you now, you list that privately, you're not offering financing. There's no security for the consumers on a private sale. You'll never get it. A dealer will get 35, but you won't. I'm just letting you know, even on a private sale, because it's way more than the van's worth. The van's worth $20,000, but in today's market, it's saying it's 35. But it's an overinflated, fictitious marketplace right now. So it's still not easy to get it, okay? But if you wanted a quick check for 30 to 32,000, I think I could get you that.
Yeah, I was actually at a Toyota dealership not too long ago, and they're saying 3 years, like they're filling orders for 2021 right now. So they're saying about 3 year wait. Jeez. To get into a new Sienna.
Yeah, I have family members that are at almost 2 years wait, and my friend runs a Toyota dealership. So it's like, you know, I know the person that puts the orders in, and I still can't get one for them.
There you go. Yeah.
I would take advantage, my friend, because you never know. As much as they're crazy money, like, see, Siennas are one of those vehicles that are really crazy money. They're not just everything's up, but they're up like, you know, I think that van's worth $15,000 more today than it should be.
Absolutely. I agree with you. It's 2019. I mean,
I would cash in. I really would. You know, if I could get low 30s, I would cash out of that and just get something else.
I had somebody privately offer me 33 and a half cash.
Offers is I get offers every day on my cars in my lot. It's offers are great, but when it comes down to it, you know, times people say to me, my coworker's going to buy it for me. They said they'll take it, and then it never materializes. You need a physical hard offer. You know what I mean? And a hard offer is people with money in hand. And if that person offered you 33 and it was serious, I would have taken that because I think that's great money. That, I'm just being honest with you. It really is. You're not a retail dealer, right? That's reconditioning, offering certification, offering extended warranties, offering financing. You'll never get the 35, 36 that we might be able to. But realistic is 30 to 32, in my opinion. If someone offers you 33 and you want to sell the van, take it. If not, let me know, okay?
Got it. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good
luck, Jim.
You too. Thank you very much for the call, Jim. And ladies and gentlemen, that is why you need to call Vince. That conversation right there, you know, what you may think the value of your car is may not necessarily be the case. And to figure out exactly what its worth is, you need to connect with Vince Uluzzi. You can call anytime, 905-875-4925. Always do your research. So check out wefindyourcar.ca, cashyourcar.ca. When we come back here, let's talk to Vince a bit more, especially about financing in this day and age. We'll do that on wefindyourcar.ca on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And if you want to talk to Vince Uluzzi on this program, whatever you're looking for, it's Vince's job to go out there and find it for you, even in this difficult automotive market. If you have a vehicle, like some of our past callers, Jim, Julie, Corinne, and would like to sell it and get some money, Vince is also your guy on that avenue. It's cashforyourcar.ca. And again, taking your questions and giving you the answers you're looking for. And it doesn't cost you anything to start the process with Vince to get his access his knowledge. No money down, nothing of that nature. And Vince, I'm sure one of the most popular questions you're hearing now is, hey, well, what's the deal with financing? Can you help me out? Things are a little tough. How does that work?
So financing is an interesting term. For a long time, used cars were basically at 5.99%. Then we went to 6.99%, and then, of course, inflation went through the roof, and, you know, we've jumped to 7.99%, 8.99%, 9.99%, and even 10.99% for used cars. You know, I as much as I'm in the industry and people are going to say, oh, he's just saying that because that's what he does for a living, it's not as bad as it seems, and I'll explain. If we can get you anywhere from 7 to 8% finance rates, when the car industry took off and rates were still at 5.99%, there was a cooling off period. So people have to understand, like, used cars have come back down in price. They're still up there, but the huge incline that just kept going has come back down. So the rates climbing to, say, 7.99% from 6.99% when that happened, the cars are actually cheaper to finance now. And when I say that, payments are less because if a car was $40,000 at 6.99% and now it's $35,000 at 7.99%, the difference in interest is only $1,000 to $1,500 for that 1%. So you're still saving $3,000. I know it sounds complicated, but don't be scared to finance a car today. So many people I know were holding off since the pandemic started, and I told them, take this deal. I can get you 6.99% right now before cars go up. I'm telling you, it's not going to get better. And now all those people, their cars now are like 10 years old, you know, costing them money in repairs. They didn't take the leap, and now they really think it's bad, and now they're like upset with themselves because rates are like 8.99% and car price. And I'm like, no, it's not that bad. I can get you usually 7.99% for sure, and sometimes even 7.5% or the odd 6.99% if you're borrowing more money. It's not that bad at all, and we're going to get you a great deal. The car industry is not going to change, everybody. It's not going back to where it was, just like home prices are not dropping down to $100,000. Increases happen. When home values go up, people's wealth goes up, believe it or not, because people that own homes own value, okay? So they can still afford vehicles. They can still afford a higher interest rate. So don't be scared of the car industry. Just get the best deal. But if you need a car, don't keep your car that's really old and it's going to blow up and break up. And if you have bad credit, don't be scared of the interest rates either. It's an extra $30, $40 a month for a higher interest rate loan starting at 9.9% and up. We can get you that. You don't have to worry about getting us, you know, income or money down, or, you know, well, I went through bankruptcy, my rate's going to be 30%. No, we can get you close to 10%. Just call for the free consultation. It never hurts.
And so really, there are, like anything in life, multiple factors, many of which people may not understand. And in the last, you know, minute here, again, that's why you're here, to help people, you know, provide the research that you do every day to get them what they're looking for and to help them out, correct?
Exactly. And, you know, over, you know, how many thousands of cars, like, jeez, if I've sold X amount of cars, you can times that by 10 on the scenarios of cars I didn't sell that I was still educated on. Here at our dealership, Parkway Auto Trade, and of course, wefindyourcar.ca and cashforyourcar.ca, there's a multitude of knowledge between Nick, myself, and Carmen that there's dealers out there that would love to hire us to run their dealerships because, you know, you're dealing with 100 years of experience that you can't hire that anymore in this industry. And you know, a lot of the, we call older guys like us, have left the car industry because it's a lot of hours. We work 6 days a week. We work 50, 60 hours a week. And it's not great to do that. And so some people have gone the other way. And, you know, you have a younger generation coming up to work this, that have that energy, but they don't have the experience. They just don't. And it's not a negative on them, but I don't know if a younger person in the car industry can give you the best advice compared to what we can to save you money, maximize money, and get you the lowest rates. Try us out.
And what do you have to do? Most of that 100 years is more on Carmen's side, correct?
I'm just Carmen gonna... and Nick. Carmen and Nick.
There we go. Not Vince Zaluzzi here,
no,
who you can talk to at any time and give him a shout, 905-875-4925, cashforyourcar.ca, wefindyourcar.ca. Vince, have a great day. They'll see you at the dealership, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Talk soon.
Excellent. That's wefindyourcar.ca on 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.